Tosem is points out at the end of the parsha there seems to be something which is a stira. It says the Klaisel is very Sitresel, they're overwhelmed, they're in fear, they're scared. They jump back from their pachad. So Moshe Rabbeinu says to them, Al tiro, don't be scared. Hashem is doing this to be menasa you. And Rashi says various different explanations, that it's lashon of raising you up, that the nations will see that you're special, or to prepare you. Ramban says it's to prepare you for a nisoyan, you know, that the challenges in life will come. You've now been instilled in you this thing, this fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, well, it continues, says, in order that you should have Yira Shemayim, you should have Yira on your ponim, literally, that you should have Yira from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in order not to do hate. So the pasuk starts off with it says, Al Tirol, do not be afraid, because the Dovah Shem is doing this to make you afraid. So it seems to be a steer from the beginning of the pasuk to the end of the pasuk. The pasuk starts off with, the pasuk before says they have Yira. Moshe says, no, don't have Yira. Moshe is doing this, you should have Yira. So what's the flow of the pasuk? So the Mesasemis answers that there is two types of Yira. There's a Yira which is motivated, which moves a person to do the right thing. It gives him the ability to... The power of Yira is the power on the side of the person to refrain and constrain himself. I hold back. The Ramban says that the idea of Yira represents the idea of, as opposed to Ava, which is expanding and expansive and enveloping other things and absorbing other things. Yira is the power of the person which is the person pulls back and doesn't do. He refrains. Sometimes pulling back and not doing is a very positive thing. Things I shouldn't do. Things which are bad for me. Things that I need to control myself and constrain myself. I use the power of Yira. Sometimes there are things which I should do and I must do, and because of Yira, I don't do them. I constrain myself and I let myself not to do things, but these are things which I should be doing. So there is a Yira which causes the person to not do what they have to do. So Klai was sent by Har Sinai, and they're getting the Torah, and the awe is such that they jump back. It means they're being merachik themselves from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're using their Kayach of Yira as a form of distancing. He says, no, don't do that. Al Tiro. What the Russian wants you to take away from here is a Yira Levote Sechato, that you shouldn't be end up with hate. So maybe you could be add a little bit of nature, a little bit of flavor to the sasemis. The word chait, the actual word chait, is to be understood properly. It's lashon of chisor, and Rashi says in a few places in Chumash. The word chait, Bashebe says that if Adoniyahu takes over, ani ubani Shlomo chatoim, we will be removed from the world. We will be missing. The word chait is the idea of lacking something. It says the Rishon gave us this power of Yira, the Voltei Sechato, in order that we shouldn't end up lacking something. In other words, because there are things which we should need to refrain from, which if we don't refrain from them, doing isn't better, doing is worse. It'll detract from what we're trying to accomplish. But things which do not detract from what we're trying to accomplish, we should not refrain from. So each person has this balance that we tend in certain areas to be, we use our power of Yira to be careful, to be cautious, not allow ourselves to do something which we should be doing, we'd be very good at, and instead we hold back because of our fear of the dangers which are up ahead. So the pasuk is saying that's not a positive Yira. That's the same time, there's a tremendous kayach that Yira has. We don't discount the power of Yira. Yira gives a balance between the Ava. It allows us to give the proper balance and therefore benefit from what we accomplish in a real positive way. Have a good Shabbos.